This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a man going around taking names. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
There's a devil, but there's also a God. Know that. Before Tim Hop joins us with huge breaking news, more evidence the Capitol was instigated and provocateured by the leftist globalist feds. But I want to finish up with what I was talking about. It's a big thing to have Tucker Carlson wake up and a Joe Rogan and then even a Bill Maher. And say, hey, stop censoring ivermectin news and hydroxychloroquine and medical doctors saying stuff about it. Fauci and the UN and big tech have all lied to us. They're all in bed together. It's corrupt. That's the thing that is going to defeat this, is all of us realizing we're all under attack and not being divided and understanding this globalist New World Order is against everybody, no matter what damn color you are. And big tech and the big banks wrapping themselves in black people. I mean, you drive around New York or Austin and just skyscrapers with just 200-foot-tall black people on the side. It has nothing to do with black people. It's corporate America saying, I'm Chase Bank. I'm a black person. It's a total cover. Take your vaccines. I'm a black rapper. Like, create white guilt, then tell whites, do what we say, we're black, when they're not. It's basic subconscious psychology. But here's Senator Paul pointing out the masks are a symbol of subservience and slavery. Here he is.
To heart in the fall.
It's about submission. There's never been any evidence of spreading events in the schools. The kids do very well with this. The idea that we're going to put masks on the kids and then we're going to punish the kids who, for their own medical decision-making or their parents, decide not to submit to this mandate. To me, it's the biggest, basically, advertisement and encouragement to get out of the government schools. Go to private schools if you can afford them. Teach your kids at home. But don't submit to the state. Don't submit to the government. You know, not only are they making you wear OAS, they're going to indoctrinate you with critical race theory. So it's a win-win if you leave the schools if you're able to.
And that's right. Let's stop right there. We've got to get to the next clip. So I try to explain as best I can. They're sending out contact tracers. They're going to call for new lockdowns. They're going to try to play their leftist mobs off against all of us that aren't vaccinated, saying, oh, we can't go back to normal because you won't take the shot. Hey, I thought you're protected, idiot. Most of the folks dying took the COVID shot now. The COVID shots actually caused new variants, dummy. That's your precious New York Times even had to admit that. Your precious NPR. And just getting the fact that you've been scammed and you've been conned and you've been lied to. Hell, I'm critical of Trump for supporting these fake vaccines. And I've been on his ass about it. I don't give a damn about Republican or Democrat when it comes to real issues if the Republicans aren't doing what I want. Why are you in a Democrat cult when they're all run by Big Pharma and the Communist Chinese? Why are you signed on to authoritarianism? Why are you pro-war now? Why are you pro-torture? Why are you pro-surveillance now? What the hell happened to you? Be like Bill Maher. Wake the hell up before we're all screwed. Here's Bill Maher.
Let me ask you about the media aspect of this because I find this outrageous. Facebook banned any post for 4 months about COVID coming from a lab. Of course, now even the Biden administration is looking into this.
Right.
Google, a Wall Street Journal reporter asked the head of Google's health division, notice that they don't do autofill searches for coronavirus lab leak the way they do it for any other question. And the guy said, well, we want to make sure the search isn't leading people down pathways that we would find to be not authoritative information. Well, you were wrong, Google and Facebook. Right. We don't know. The reason why we want you is because we're checking on this. He said, we want to ensure the first thing users see is information from the CDC, the WHO. That's who I'm checking on. The WHO has been very corrupt about a lot of shit, and the CDC has been wrong about a lot of shit. This is outrageous that I can't look this information up, and now they're doing it with this drug, ivermectin, They threw Brett Weinstein off YouTube, or almost. He's one strike away. YouTube should not be telling me what I can see about ivermectin. Ivermectin isn't a registered Republican. It's a drug.
No.
Well, I don't know if it works or not. And a lot of other doctors...
See how that works, though? Oh, it's okay to censor Republicans. Just Odom, not a drug. No.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I appreciate Jim Hoff coming on from the Titan of Liberty, GatewayPundit.com, on short notice, because the footage they got that I haven't seen fits into what eyewitnesses that got there before I did saw. Men in pure black with balaclava, face mask on, all of it, in military formation, busting through the beleaguered Capitol Police first. He's got that exclusive footage, and Matt Brainard is coming on next hour. Former director of data and strategy for Trump campaign. They have done a detailed analysis with a major organization they set up to canvass the country to document the election fraud. They've got amazing proof, and he can give us an analysis of that. We have the Justice Department trying to claim that if you question the election, you're a terrorist in the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. They also say if you question lockdowns, you're a terrorist as well, and a white supremacist. It actually says that in here. This is just next level, and it's really waking a lot of people up. So joining us to go over this really, really big report, suspicious black-clad operatives were first ones up Capitol building site on 1-6 is Jim Hoff to talk about that. This is such huge news, and you look at the faces of these men. They look extremely military, very paramilitary. Why isn't the FBI looking for him? Here's Jim Hoff's question. Video, black-clad hoodlums were first up the stairs to start to smash windows of the U.S. Capitol, but FBI refuses to look for them. Weird, huh? And they don't want to look at Jaden X or any of the Antifa, seen on all these videos, stripping off their black clothes and putting on the red, white, and blue of Trump supporters. This is a big, big deal. Jim Hoff, thanks for coming on.
Hey, great to be with you, Alex.
We're going to roll this footage while you talk, but wow. Tell us about this and how you discovered this. And no wonder they're suppressing the thousands of hours of footage shot inside the Capitol. We should never forget that.
Absolutely. And Alex, again, a shout out to you for on January 6th. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you were outside telling people not to go inside the U.S. Capitol. You were absolutely correct. You saw that it was a setup on the day of. And, you know, you saved a lot of people a lot of headaches and hardships because of the stance you took on January 6th. What we're seeing now, Alex, and you've seen these videos too, there has been numerous videos now of these guys in all black who are the latest one we just put up. They're the first ones up the stairs on top of the U.S. Capitol there, revving up the crowd, screaming at the crowd. They're all in black. You're like, who the hell are these people? I've been to a few Trump rallies. I've never seen a group of people like this. They're the first ones then that we see in other videos who are bashing the windows. And then in this video, which is absolutely shocking that you're showing, they're the first ones inside the Capitol. Who are these people, right? And, of course, this video that you're showing, too, isn't it interesting that one of these black-clad operatives is carrying a Confederate flag? I mean, who does that, Alex? I've never seen that at a Trump rally. And here, the first one of the first people inside the Capitol is carrying a Confederate flag. It was all a setup. This is very clear at this point. And why is the FBI not going after these guys, the ones who broke out the windows and climbed through the windows and were the first ones inside the U.S. Capitol?
Excellent point. Looking at this footage, this is so damning, and they have this footage. Can you imagine out of the tens of thousands of hours they admit they have of inside the Capitol, what else is on there? Again, why, if they're saying help us find all these terrorists, are they not releasing the thousands of hours that the government has on their own surveillance cameras with audio in the Capitol?
Absolutely. I think we'd see two different things. One is we would see that a lot of the first people in not on the most wanted list, as they should be if the FBI was actually doing its job. If these guys weren't informants, then why the hell are they not on the most wanted list? We also know, Alex, and we've reported this numerous times, I know you have, there was Antifa at the U.S. Capitol. There was Antifa that was arrested at the U.S. Capitol. There was an Antifa activist who was filming Ashley Babbitt getting shot. This same activist, John Sullivan, this never got any mainstream coverage, but on his Twitter page, he put up pictures saying, listen, we're going to have a rally at 11 a.m. on January 6th at the Washington Memorial close to the Capitol. I want everybody there. Okay, why does the mainstream media not cover that? So he had an Antifa rally that day before Trump spoke, and this was right close to the Capitol, and we're supposed to believe that no Antifa came to the Capitol then after their rally? The media has never touched that. The FBI won't touch that. Chris Reed lies about that. So I think what we would find in the video is, first of all, these black-clad operatives. The second thing we would find is a lot of old ladies walking around the Capitol with a USA flag. And they don't want to show that because we know, Alex, that if one statue was toppled, if one painting was vandalized inside the U.S. Capitol, that would have been on the front page of the New York Times, and everyone in the country would see that image. But it didn't happen. There was no vandalism inside the U.S. Capitol except for some broken doors and windows. And we're still don't know who did that, actually. And so the media isn't gonna share that. They're not gonna share grandma walking through the U.S. Capitol with a MAGA flag. It's outrageous, and that's why they won't release that footage.
Absolutely, and on top of Schumer and all of them saying this was worse than 9/11, the head of the Lincoln Project now came out. I saw the clip on Twitter with a straight face, said this was worse than 9/11. 3,000 dead people, a huge war. All of it, 4 U.S. citizens dead, a cop has a stroke, a heart attack later, they admit wasn't part of that, one guy poops in Pelosi's office, a few doors get knocked down. We now learn, first by these guys in black, that we know my security guys went around the Capitol that morning before Trump even got there. You and I were in the same row, second row right there, you were right beside me, or three or four people near me.
Right.
That was our event. We were there at a legal thing with the Secret Service and porta-potties and fences, and then they tried to go. Jim Hoft and Alex Jones and Trump planned the attack because they were there. Meanwhile, my security comes back, but my cell phone wasn't working well. It was cutting out. They're like, yeah, there's Antifa trying to attack the police before the event even started at like 8 in the morning. So they were there the whole day. My security only went down there, lapped back, and they said Antifa's attacking the police. And I thought, oh, they'll just kick their ass, whatever. But no, the police then... Antifa was just engaging the police to wait till our crowds got there to then try to attack the police, to have them attack back the crowd so the crowd would then fight back. Classic mob psychology, and they did it. Then we've got Time Magazine. I'm sure you saw that article they wrote, how we conspired to kick Trump out and how we stood down right on January 6th knowing the Patriots would be violent. I mean, they basically admit what they've done in that article.
Absolutely. And besides that, we also saw, and we put this up at Gateway Pundit last week, that it wasn't just Pelosi that turned down National Guard troops that day, but it was the mayor, Muriel Bowser. She turned down National Guard troops, too. And this is something Trump was volunteering to give to them because he knew that, that it could be dangerous or there might be a disruption. And they turned it down. And, this doesn't get any play either. So Trump was the one who was actually looking out for the U.S. Capitol. There's a lot of questions behind why would they refuse.
By the way, I don't want to just glaze over that. You wrote about that back in January, right after it happened. It's now been triple confirmed that Trump specifically requested them for the event, was worried about clashes, and the Democrats had the power and refused it because they control the District of Columbia. So it's on record that they killed the security, just like an inside job at a bank when, you know, who turns off the cameras. This is so, and they won't release the cameras. So, I mean, it's super obvious.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that the FBI did not tell top Trump cabinet officials that something might happen that day. So they withheld that from the Trump administration. So everything was against Trump. It looks more and more like it was planned. It looks like the FBI is beyond corrupt at this point, just like you were saying to lead in this segment. It's really we're in a really critical moment in U.S. history. I'm glad you've been a sound voice. Let me say that. You've been talking about this sort of stuff for years, and everybody ignored you or laughed at you. And now we see what's happening. And
Jim, stay right there. We got to go to break. Do one more segment with this, because I want to talk about that part you just brought up. That also these insiders were attacking Trump supporters who tried to stop the violence. How do we fight back against this peacefully with Jim Hoff, Gateway Pundit?
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
With us for another 8-9 minutes. We really appreciate his time. He's a very busy guy. He and his twin brother and their great crew over at the Gateway Pundit. Looking at this, what do we do about this? We have the declaration of war by Biden 3 weeks ago that we're all terrorists and we question the election or anything else. It's just insane. We have the borders open, the human smuggling. We have all the evidence of election fraud coming out. The Democrats panicking. It's clear they don't ever want to let us get to the next midterm. They're going to lose. They're very scared. That they want new lockdowns, and all this evidence that the Capitol was a provocateur event is just overwhelming. They're covering something up. Do we demand congressional hearings? Because, you know, the Republicans didn't want hearings because it was going to be one-sided. But really, I think Democrats should be scared of hearings. A real hearing would bring out what you just brought out in the last 10 minutes, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, Jim.
Absolutely. I think the only thing we can do, or the main thing we can do right now, Alex, at Gateway Pundit at InfoWars, is to expose what's been going on and to inform our audiences, because there's a lot of Americans who don't understand where we're at as a country today. They still don't understand what happened on November 3rd. They don't understand then what happened on January 6th. So we need to inform these people. In fact, today we put up a story. I spoke with one of the top Trump campaign officials this weekend, and was told that on November 5th, they went into the RNC headquarters on November 5th, right? Pennsylvania was still counting ballots. And they said there was one lawyer in there. Everybody else was packing up and they were leaving. They had given up already. We need a different party. We need different people in this party anyway. These people don't represent your listeners. They don't represent our readers. This is outrageous that they would give up on a landslide election within a couple days following the steal while it was still going on. So we know that happened. We also know that the Republicans raised over $200 million during this steal. Saying they were going to, help Trump fight the steal, and they don't know what they did with it. This operative who spoke with me this weekend, and I'm telling you, he's one of the top operatives, and you know him and I know him. He said, we don't know what happened to that money. So it's outrageous that we have a party who has failed us so much, so many times, and people need to wake up, because as you said, as you've been the top, you're at the tip of the spear always, Alex, leading the charge on just, the corruption, the just insanity that these power-hungry people are trying to impose on the people.
Let's expand on that, because there's so many thousands of points. Remember the Pennsylvania postal driver opens up the back, thinks it's weird. It's all ballots for Joe Biden, computer printed, not with a pencil. He calls the FBI, he calls the media, and the FBI comes and threatens him, because we now know, GatewayPundit.com is reporting on it, that the Attorney General basically ordered the Justice Department to not challenge the election in any way, and so all of those agents took that as an order to then go out and block it. So the decision was made, get rid of Trump, just like he's now censored everywhere. It took us yesterday an hour to find his speech. It was on OAN, wow. Right Side, won't post it on YouTube or they'll get banned. We had to go grab it off C-SPAN, who wasn't even promoting it, and post it to ban our video. So the current real president can't even speak, and he's, quote, his voice isn't allowed on Facebook. Imagine a statement like that. Oh, you can't hear from him. I mean, that should outrage everyone about that level of control. I mean, Fidel Castro's rolling over in his grave.
Absolutely. I mean, they have most Americans so conditioned right now that they just accept this. It's unbelievable. You've been banned. I've been banned. David Quinn and InfoWars have both been silenced on these social media outlets. It's outrageous. And you know what is also interesting is Trump still, despite the fact that it was hard to find his speech yesterday, he was averaging about 70,000 viewers, live viewers during his speech. You compare that to a Joe Biden speech. Last week, I just grabbed another screen grab. During one of his speeches on Afghanistan, pulling troops, he was getting like 700 people.
Oh, yeah, I mean, total, he'll get like 5,000.
Witnessing.
Here's another Gateway Pundit article. Trump wallops GOP competition at CPAC straw poll. Nikki Haley gets 1%. Pence gets 0. So he got the vast majority of that. That's good. President Trump got 70%.
Yep. And the media would like you to think, if you're just following the media, the mainstream media, that Trump is very unpopular, right? We know the difference. Americans know the difference. We know that Trump won in a landslide. They can keep lying to the American public, but I think, you know, Alex, I think the truth will come out. I think the truth will prevail. We have to hang on that because, you know, that's all we have right now.
I agree with you.
Good news. Yeah.
Clearly, they're trying to start racial conflict to cover up the economic collapse, the gas prices that are up. And clearly, they're trying to send contact tracers out, hoping something happens to them when they go to millions of people's doors. I'm really concerned, and I'm just calling for peace and people not to be violent in any way. It's the only way the Democrats win. What do you say?
I think that's great advice. I think this is going to really fail for Democrats because it's not just Republicans anymore, but it's all those parents around the country who are, you know, I have relatives who aren't very politically, you know, active, and yet they say there's no way they're going to let their kids get vaccinated. And that's a good decision. There was a report that came out on the Wall Street Journal on Friday that said in Great Britain, out of the 500,000 children that they recorded who got COVID, 99.995% of those children survived, right? So like 26 died and only 6 of them did not have preconditions. So this is a disease where what Dr. Fauci has said and done, I think he's been wrong every step of the way. That megalomaniac, as you started this segment earlier today talking about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, this guy has a lot of blood on his hands, and I don't know why he's still there. He's a crazy man who has allowed hundreds of thousands of Americans now to die.
I was about to say, the fact that we should go on the offense and call for his arrest and call for Google to be indicted because we now know they blocked life-saving cheap drugs that they knew were working because they were invested in Big Pharma and wanted emergency authorization for these experimental shots. I mean, this is the crime of the century.
Absolutely. This guy, you know, 600,000 deaths in the U.S. I had a good friend die. I've written about this. He was 80 years old, had diabetes. I was overweight. They should have been giving him something. He told me, Jim, they just told me I have the COVID. I said, well, what are they giving you? He said, nothing. They're going to just have me sit and wait and see how I do. That isn't a plan, Alex. Dr. Fauci killed my friend. He killed a lot of Americans because they had no plan for these people who should have been on ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine because they work. And Dr. Fauci lied to the American public about that.
Fauci is a mass murderer who consciously did this with Big Pharma. He is a monster invested in the vaccines. He should be indicted now. One way or another, justice will be served. All right, Mr. Hoff, thank you. Tim Hoff and your brother Joe Hoff, the great folks at GetWePundit.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
So,
We have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Breath Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Breath Crystal Iodine is.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh,
investors in the future. I've seen the other side, my friends. God's real, but so is free will. That means every evil thing you could imagine and beyond is real as well, in the endless reaches of consciousness that we know as creation. Okay. I put out the headline today intending to take calls, and I have been greedy with my time, and I ended up getting Jim Hoft on because they broke some really big news for this new dramatic footage. And I should have asked, where'd you get it? It's obviously Capitol Police that are pissed shooting footage off surveillance screens and then leaking it. But I forgot to ask that question. It's not clear in the article, but this is damning stuff. First they said 14,000 hours. Now they're saying 44,000 hours. How many damn cameras they got in that place? Of that day's events. So, like, what's 24 times how many cameras that is? That is a lot of hours. And the fact that they're not releasing it is just everything you need to know. And now this new footage of the black-clad individuals, because that's what witnesses I talked to said they saw, was men in black going in. And that's not the Oath Keepers. That's not the Boogaloos. That's not the Proud Boys. That is the first group to do it who you're going to find out are like professors and leftists and globalists. You can see it in the body language and everything from them. Look like upper tier Antifa. And it's just incredible. And that's why they want to hold the thousands of people they want to arrest for the Capitol. They've already got over 500 in solitary confinement so that they, before they ever get a trial, they plead guilty because they've done nothing wrong. Almost all of them. And they're going to be able to ask in trial for all that footage and get all that material. But see, they plan to already trigger a civil war before then. The globalists plan to launch a race war before then. They plan to get some contact tracers in their strike forces shot up first. All these names is provocative. Oh, we're sending strike forces to your house. Yeah, we might take you out of your house. Yeah, if you don't go along with it, you're a terrorist. This is all being announced. They're trying to get a civil war going. So discretion is the greater part of valor, my friends. We're not here to start a war. We don't want a war. But if they shoot at you, you have a right to do to defend yourself. And if it's a war that they absolutely have to have, it's going to start. I just hope you understand the media thinks we're all stupid. And you notice they've been preparing the battleground black against white. They painted the government, the corporations as black and claimed they represent black people when black people aren't even, other than being American citizens, even part of this. I mean, they're just citizens like the average person. But the idea that the globalists have wrapped themselves in that and that anything bad happening is because of COVID or is because of black people. Either black people were abused or black people were bad. And that's how the media runs it. Take Biden's statement on Cuba. Massive demonstrations, hundreds of thousands of people all over the country in the streets facing 1 to 5 years in prison for demonstrating against the dictatorship. The New York Times defends the dictatorship, and Biden says, oh, we're sorry you're upset about COVID. Everything's about COVID, not living for 60 years under communism. 70 years. God, time's flying. What's 1959 to now? It's a long time. Generations living under it. Can't even get aspirin. Aspirin's like $20 a bottle. A Barbie's $100. I've seen documentaries about it. Again, you can look this up. I've told this about people. You can go there and the most beautiful women will come up to you at the bar and they don't want $200 to have sex with them. They want dewormer. Because they can sell that to other people for $300, $400, $500. A packet of dewormer you can buy at a Tractor Supply or at a veterinary for $3, $4. Man, talk about communism not producing anything but sorrow and pain. So that's what they're planning. It's what they've got set up. And I've got a lot here I want to get to. Video, Fauci declares it horrifying after CPAC. Crowd applauds young people being aware of vaccine side effects. I mean, that's a fact. You can't just stonewall us despite all your censorship. But separately, next segment, I want to play this very powerful video from the show called The Doctors, where the so-called doctors have medical degrees, but they're actors. And you notice they have a scripted response that's the exact response when an actual expert brings up the facts about the dangers of so-called vaccines. That's the next segment. But let me go ahead and just hit this right now. I am extremely excited about this because everything we do is the highest quality when it comes to supplements. And everybody needs their fiber. But this is only part of it being fiber. That's a small part of it. Green fiber capsules made with organic vegetables and other tea sprouts. This has all the essential amino acids and more, and a whole bunch of the key vitamins and minerals in organic form. And this is a clone of one of the best-selling brands in the country that we were able to get. Thanks to our contacts, I'll leave it at that. But the guy that designed this designed stuff for one of the biggest health food chains in the world. I mean, I don't want to give it away. It's the biggest one. But this is high-end, sells all day for $29.95. We're selling it for $19.95. And introducing this new product to you, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what's in it. It's no secret that our unhealthy modern diets are slowly killing us. Most people are eating highly processed foods and are lacking high-quality antioxidants, vitamins, enzymes, and organic fiber. It's virtually impossible to maintain a perfect diet in our modern world. With the new organic greens fiber caps at InfoWarsStore.com, we're making it easier than ever to take the organic greens and sprouts that are loaded with healthy fiber. Made with 7 organic greens that contain natural enzymes for healthy digestion, just one serving of the new green fiber caps contains as much fiber as 3 cups of iceberg lettuce. But that's just the fiber side. That's a small part of it. Wheatgrass, you all know about that, is an excellent source of many different vitamins and minerals. Of its 17 amino acids, 8 are considered essential. 17 are in this. All the power of that little tiny seed that grows in a whole plant, that's this. Meaning your body cannot produce them, and you must obtain them from food sources. Flax sprouts are the excellent source of antioxidants, vitamins A, B, C, and E, all the essential amino acids, calcium, magnesium, iron, niacin, phosphorus, and potassium. This formula is loaded with 5 other greens, organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic cilantro leaf, oh, that's a big one, organic kale leaf, organic, how do you say that sprout? So my wife eats it all the time. What is it called? I can't even read. I'm having a problem. Q-U-I-N-O-A. I have trouble pronouncing that. Quino, or however you say it. King Wow. This is a high-end green fiber formula. Most brands derive their green fiber from the most expensive. Again, this is a high-end green fiber formula. Most brands derive their green fiber from the most inexpensive sources, like processed lettuce, almost devoid of other nutrients. This formula is derived from high-quality, nutrient-dense plants like wheatgrass and sprouts. Get the new organic green fiber caps right now at an introductory price at InfoWarsStore.com of 33% off, and that funds the operation. So what else is on sale right now that we're going to go to break? Winter Sun, back in stock, 50% off your immune system. Knockout Sleep Formula, back in stock, 50% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Formula, back in stock, 50% off. Alexa Pure Pro, last day, only 50 in stock. 10% off on the Gravity Fed Filter, highest in you're going to get. Survival Shield X2 liquid bottle, under the tongue, 40% off. Survival Shield X Spray, Zaxxium X2 just a spray bottle, same amount, 60% off. That's selling out very, very quickly. Thanks for the support. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. And that's why they launched all these big attacks, to try to gain back their control. So, as I said, if you pull up the live show feed of the broadcast today, it asks the question, is Bill Gates right? Should we kill 90% of the world population? Is Bill Gates right? Should we kill 90% of the world's human population? Because that's what the mainline documents and the Wall Street Journal and the London Guardian, oh, Bill Gates hosts a secret group for world government. They believe we should depopulate 90%. And so I've got hundreds of incredible clips and all this amazing news and all these fun things to play and interesting things and shocking things. But I just keep going back to, you know, it's called a great reset. You know, it's a planetary takeover. You know, it's a forced inoculation. You know, that's what's going on. And what are we going to do about it? That's a real question. And again, it goes back to this. So many people I know pretend like they're part of the power structure. They go, well, you know, Alex, there aren't too many people. Okay, so we should inject kids with shots that cause brain damage in boys because we got a problem with too many males. And so many ancient cultures said there's too many young males, kill them or brain damage them. Every culture had periods where they would say, kill the firstborn male. Because those are the types that normally would stir up trouble and say no to the existing power structure. And the power structure had that predatory will Just like a male grizzly bear will eat his own male baby. Because he doesn't want the competition. Lions and tigers do it as well. Well, that's going on now. And so are you really signing on to that? Because if I walked up to you, a leftist, that was pushing this agenda and said there's too many of you, and hypothetically, which I wouldn't do, shot you in the side of the head or electrocuted you or stabbed you with a knife and killed you, then I just said, well, there are too many people. I mean, does that give me the right to play God? I need to go read the Nuremberg Code. I read the Nuremberg Code last night on air on Darren Owen Schroeder's show. It's about 27 minutes to read it all and to talk about it. And that video is now live at InfoWars.com on the front page. And I'm sure you already know all about the Nuremberg Code, but maybe your friends and family don't. They need to know how the Nuremberg Code details the crimes of Gates and Fauci. Because you just heard Jim Hoft on, the solution is that guy ran that lab with Bill Gates, and they're pushing this and using this to shut down our society and starve the third world to death. They need to get in trouble. Or, if I'm not going to oppose Bill Gates and Fauci, should I join them? And I'm not going to do that, but for the case of debate, I need to open the phones up someday this week for a couple hours just on the subject I broached here today. So maybe you can think about it, cogitate about it, meditate on it, roll it around in your brain. Because seriously, if I don't really get aggressive with these guys, I'm hating and abetting them at this point. This is out in the open. These guys are mass murderers, and the public is sitting there taking it. So maybe you deserve it. I mean, maybe they're right. That was a speech I've been given by a globalist every damn time I bring this up. You say, well, tell us the globalists are. Well, I have private meetings with people. And as long as what they're saying is a criminal, because they couch everything, I'm not going to say anything about the meetings, because I intend to want to have those meetings again. And my representatives have had meetings with them in other cases. And they're all there with the door open to me saying, look, we're not happy about this. We got to do it. We got to save the earth, blah, blah, blah. But now as we get further down this road, we see that it isn't about saving the earth. It's about playing God. It's about depopulation. It's about world government. It's about human-animal clones. And I love the left. Everywhere makes their jokes because that's their talking point. Respond to Jones when he exposes this, saying, oh, he's crazy. Oh, Jones is crazy. He says there's animal-human clones. You can type into a search engine, Senate refuses to ban animal-human clones. And it goes on to say it's legal. It's been going on for decades. Do you really feel safe in a world like that? You really think God likes that? You really think that ain't going to get out of control? And the guys protecting the earth by wanting to dumb everybody down and kill everybody are the ones behind it? No, they just want to play God. And if you're aware of it and you go along with it, it's on your soul. It's on your mind. It's on your life. Now, speaking of brainwashing, I was watching Harrison Smith this morning, countering the brainwashing, American Journal, and he's a smart guy, but I disagree with Harrison. Harrison was saying, look at these two idiot doctors who are really actors on the show, the doctors, two, you know, handsome Clark Kent guys, and look at how they defend like little babies when they get given facts about vaccines being poisonous. They can't handle it. They get all emotional and hysterical. They just put that on to act emotional for their viewers, particularly a woman audience, to con them. They're told what to do with talking points by Big Pharma. That show's sponsored by Big Pharma. And they had Jenny McCarthy on the show. I've been on her show. Her child did get damaged by it. And so you got the Clark Kent guy, and you got the nerdy guy, and you got the sharper, older guy, you know, there to convince you all this. And they say, trust the science, and how dare you? We're trying to help kids. We're like, hey, statistically, this hurts more than it helps. Shut up, you're hurting kids. They go right to the emotion. And I'm told by folks that watch this show, they rarely get anything truthful on it, but they got one guest on there, one guest who heads up an organization that's been exposing all this, and he absolutely destroys them, and they're trying to talk over him because they don't know what to do because their sponsors are going to get mad. Remember when I was on Piers Morgan? It was the most highly rated thing in modern CNN history. It was the most highest rated thing in that year. There were Variety articles about highest ratings for 2013 on CNN was Alex Jones because it was real. They were going to have me on for three segments. Only had me on for two because he says, no, guns kill people. Gun owners are to blame. And I said, no, most of the mass shootings, people are on psychotropics. And the psychotropics like Prozac say they can cause mass murder and suicide. So blame the pills that are your sponsors. It ended right then. because I was going directly at predatory Big Pharma. You know who created heroin? Big Pharma. You know who created all this stuff? Big Pharma. So here's part of the show, the doctors. I guess this guy's name is J.B. Handy or Handley. And he's countering them with the facts, and they don't know what to do. And this will happen everywhere when their bluff gets called. And the same thing when Fauci saw CPAC, and they said, we don't trust them. We know about the side effects. Oh, it's preposterous. You can't question it. It's so evil. When the damn inserts of these new vaccines say can cause heart attacks and blood clots and strokes. But they don't want that discussed. They want to pretend like that's not happening. Here it is.
J.B., hepatitis B, go ahead.
Wait, the devil is always in the details. And one of the problems with vaccines is they've been so great that people overly generalize about them as if they're only great. We looked at other first world countries. We're 34th in under 5 mortality behind such luminaries as Cuba and Slovenia. However, we have 36 vaccines. The top 5, which include countries like Finland, Norway, Iceland, average 11 and 13 vaccines. From 1994, we added 8 vaccines to our schedule. There are vaccines like flu, rotavirus, varicella that have only been picked up by 2 or 3 of the other 30 countries. So what do they know that we don't? Why are they picking up vaccines that have been around for 15 years? And why are their autism rates 1 in 1,000, 1 in 1,500, 1 in 2,000? It doesn't take a brain surgeon or an ER doctor to figure out there might be a correlation.
We don't want to be too narrow-minded and say it's only the vaccines and not ignore other potential problems.
In my opinion,
hang on 5 seconds. Oh, it's not about science. It's about narrow. You're not being liberal. Notice he's wearing a white lab coat. The other guy's in his scrubs. They're in costumes. Working for Big Pharma, taking our rights. Continue.
And not ignore other potential problems.
In my opinion, and this is just me wanting to have an open debate about this, vaccines are really the one thing we have looked at as causing autism.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
That
is completely bogus. No, that is such a bogus statement. How many vaccines have they looked at in these studies? How many? What's the answer? It's 2. How many ingredients have they studied of 35? What's the answer? It's 1. You've looked at 2 of 36 shots and 1 of 35 vaccines, and you're going to stand on the stage and say that vaccines and autism are unrelated? It is the most bogus tobacco science. It's a smokescreen. Anybody who takes the time to read it would agree. I'm so sick of doctors who don't read the studies, who don't know the details, sitting here telling parents and reassuring them that vaccines don't cause autism. It is irresponsible.
And this is the biggest problem, and the reason that doctors in this country are frustrated.
Read the
because,
science.
Listen, all you're doing is you're antagonizing a medical community that wants to help these kids.
You haven't done the research.
You're antagonizing me. You're antagonizing Dr. Sears, why would you do that? This show is all about
my son.
Okay, everyone wants to blame someone, right? Yes. This is what we're trying to figure out here is how to help kids. But all you do when you yell at me on my stage,
you
all you do is
me.
Anger.
I'm sorry.
Now that looks like, you know, he's upset. He's an actor, folks. That is a script he's given. It's what they all do. It's what Fauci does. They're monsters. The man is a monster taking money to sit up there and do that and lie to you in an outfit. He's not in surgery. He's up there on a damn stage saying, I'm wearing a uniform, believe me. Yeah, and that uniform represents big, evil pharma that Hitler ran. IBM and all of it. And you're going to pay before God, you little maggot. You little piece of filth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research.